Welcome back to Opinions, Opinions, Opinions. Thank you for everybody that's been listening. I did want to say one thing before starting the show. I do support Kevin Samuels, but only to a certain extent. He is saying some things that I agree with as a man, but I apologize if I did offend anybody in the last podcast post. I was not trying to offend anyone, but that is my truth. And if you did take offense to it, I apologize. But that's just how I felt. So I did want to come on and say that Kevin Samuels, he has great work. He has great ethic. And I do agree with some things that he does say, but I don't agree with all of it. I just want to clarify that. Also, it's time to talk about some damn music. Also, thank you, Haley, for being my first person to favorite this podcast. That has made me very, very, very happy. Thank you. Four. One, we're going to start Smallest Production on the Patreon. It's going to have all of these episodes, and it's going to have all of my reactions, because I want to start reacting to some movies, some videos, and also some music. I'm going to start Smallest Productions on my Patreon, and it's only going to cost a dollar for everything. So I hope y'all don't like that. Secondly, my boy Justin Sukmanowski has been dropping music for a little while now. And he showed me a song that he sent a while ago. His music name is XO Kanashi, and he dropped a song called I'm Fine, featuring AM.Wave. And bro, when I tell you, I can hear the quality, and he's just grown so much. It's like when you hear, or when you've been playing with a friend for so long, and you see them, yeah, they're getting better, yeah, they're getting better, but then this is actually a star product. Like, when I hear this, I'm like, damn, is this a radio song? I'm not even fucking capping, because I don't like lying. But when I heard this, I'm saying to myself, Justin, what the fuck, bro? I needed that. As soon as I heard it on his Instagram, I said, yo, where is it? He said, it's on Apple right now. Had to stream it. Sorry I didn't download it. My apologies. I mean, I downloaded it, but I didn't buy it. My apologies. But I might have to buy this song. I gotta support my friends, and this song was amazing. You can hear the growth, and the cover is him brushing his teeth, but it feels like you're in a fucking college party. And you're waking up from the college party, and you're remembering last night. You just want to get fucking drunk. You just want to get lit. It's a crazy either high school or college party. And you just want to have fun and not remember tomorrow. And then you wake up and you're like, oh shit, what happened? Like, deadass, that's how this song feels, man. And I'm so happy that my boy released this. Justin, I'm so proud of what you've done. XO Kanashi, thank you. And another person who I am going to talk about is Young Thug for Slime Language 2. Young Thug showcased his group again in a better way than he's did before. Because with the first Slime Language, I wasn't listening to it very... It wasn't really good to me. It came and went. Had a few songs, and then like two songs hit was the one that was with Uzi and Thugga. And the song that was with him, Thugga, and someone else. Him, Gunna, Thugga, and someone else. Maybe Baby. That was good. But when I hear Slime Language 2, at first I did not like Slatty, but now Slatty has grown on me. And almost every fucking song on this album has grown on me. Let's start from the top. Slatty with Yat Got It and Lil Duke. At first it gets annoying, but once you hear that Slatty, slat, 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 Slatty, slat, 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 you hear motherfucking Thugga do his thing. He's almost on every song, killing it. Second song, Ski, he made a challenge with not even trying. Dead ass. And once you make a challenge, everybody on TikTok wants to do it. Point blank, period. Diamonds Dancing with Travis Scott hit. All these diamonds in my chains got me dancing on my wrist. Come on, baby. Came and saw with Rowdy Rebel. This song helped Rowdy Rebel. And I'm going to say one thing for sure. Rowdy Rebel did go to prison and he came back. And I was waiting for a hit. This is his hit. The song he made with one of the DJs. It wasn't a freestyle, but one of the songs he made with the DJ. It's good, but this song by Rowdy Rebel, this song should have been his highlight song. He should have released this song first. We should have not heard anything else but this song first. Number six, Paid the Fine. We've all seen the music video so far. If you haven't, it's pretty good. Young Thug and Gunna had some lawyers that got some people that could not pay their bond out of jail. And it was for crimes that they either did not commit or did not have enough information. And the list goes on for all the songs that were in this album. And then a week later, man said, you know what? I think I want to stay number one. He released 8 more songs and a song including his daughter called Yes Sirski. He made a snippet of it and that shit was damn near on fire. When I hear, like, this is a damn 8 or 9 year old singing, Yes, sir, ski. Yes, sir. Like, bro, it's so fucking catchy. You can't not like it. My apologies for the loudness. I'm just excited for what I love. The next song, Liddy, by him and DaBaby. Honestly, DaBaby's like French Montana now. He's a black French Montana. He can't miss. Sorry. Man damn can't miss. And then he has another song with Nav, and Nav is doing good too. And there's 2 more albums. I'm gonna do another review on Michigan Boat by Lil Yachty. I gotta listen to that a few more times because with him, Lil Yachty has a different voice that he's maturing. He never had a shit voice. He's just had a voice that for some of his projects, they weren't hidden right. For some of his projects, like, bro, he need to link up with people. He has a great energy, and when he linked up with the Michigan Boy Boat, like, for that album, I'm gonna talk about that later, but shit. That's all I gotta say, goddamn. And the last album, Shelly, FKA Drum. The motherfucking R&B GOAT is back. When I heard Drum on... When I first heard Drum on Chance the Rapper's album. It wasn't even on Chance the Rapper's album. It was on that album called... Not Good Things Come to Those That Way. I apologize. That's one of the songs. But Donnie Trumpet... Yeah. It's called Surf. A lot of my niggas that I really love know I will recommend this album to them. Surf is a great album. But the song he was on was Take Care. It was either Take Care or... yeah, it's called Caretaker. And he's just talking about a man wanting to be taken care of. He's a dark-skinned man with Apache... Well, he has a beard now, but... He's a dark-skinned man with long dreads that's just wanting to talk about love. He just wants some love in his life. It's some good missionary sex music, as Joe Budden put it. First song, All Pride Aside, with Summer Walker. I gotta listen to this album again, but one song I have to recommend. Cooking with Grease. As soon as I heard that shit, I was like, no man should be singing this heat in front of me. Like, bro, it's a crime. This is a crime. He should not be singing this fire in front of me, man. Just when you need someone. Just when you need someone. Just when you need someone. Like, come on, baby. You can't hate none of that shit. Like, Rich and Famous. It was only a 10-track album. Maybe EP, I don't know. Only 38 minutes long. But I recommend this album to a lot of people. Has Summer Walker on it, has her, Erykah Badu, and it also has Watt. But more importantly, Drum changed his name. I don't know why. It is kind of long. Shelly FK Drum. I'm just gonna call you Drum. Big Baby Drum. That's too much. But I just wanna say thank you. Thank you for dropping some music again, Drum. Like, bro, it's been a minute. It's been a minute since we heard you. So thank you. And I think that's gonna conclude this. Damn, I was recording for 10 minutes. Sheesh. Thank you for everybody. And I bid y'all adieu. Ciao. Thank you for listening to Opinions, Opinions, Opinions.